The semi-finalists have been announced for the annual Telstra National Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Art Awards. There are 67 finalists from all over Australia, and they're usually presented in Darwin. This year, of course, there are plans to have it all done online. I asked one of the finalists, Cassie Latham from Victoria, whether she was a professional artist full-time.
So I'm not just an artist. I do bush tucker. I'm a master weaver. I'm actually a jewellery designer as well. But I do lots of different mediums. So growing up as a young child, I was exposed to a lot of different mediums. So going out on country, I collect clay, like pipe clay. I collect river reeds, feathers, mud, yeah, whatever I could kind of get my hands on. I'd actually go out, forage, and come home and do works with the different mediums that I find. But the mediums that I actually did work with for this special beautiful work I'd done for the Telstra Awards this year is I did emu oil, so the fats from the emu.
Wow.
And I know it sounds really weird, but I did. I done an emu and, removed its oils and fats and wattle saps, pipe clay. So I actually kayak along the Avon River and I collect the clay. So it's like ochres, really, really nice ochres as well, which I foraged. Also collect.
And are you putting all these things together or are they all separate?
No, these
works.
Are all together.
So that's all
this
together.
Is all together.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, so the pot that I made this year for the Art Awards is it's made out of pipe clay, ochres, mud, stringy bark, emu oil. It's actually got wedge-tailed eagle feathers in it as well. It actually represents my ancestors, my creation story. So my creation story takes me back to when Bunjil, the wedge-tailed eagle. He actually came as a meteorite and, as he created our lands and valleys, a very similar story to the rainbow serpent.
Yeah.
But Bunjil is our ancestor creator. So he actually made our men out of stringy bark and the women out of the clay, the earth clay. So this is a really powerful, powerful piece of work that I've created because it links me back to my ancestors and I'm guided by my ancestors every day on my journey. I'm always doing something, whether it's bush tucker, whether it's out foraging feathers or collecting reeds or, hiking, facilitating workshops.
It's your mob from the river, Riverland, where whereabouts?
Yeah. So I'm actually the Dungarang or Tungarong and also Wurundjeri. So from the Kulin Nation around Melbourne and surrounds. So my people were the first river and mountain people. So I'm always up in the mountains and I'm always along the rivers and the oceans as well. So I live inland at Boysdale, but I've actually lived on the coast as well. So I've basically got, the best of both worlds, as you'd say, having that coastal life for many years, but also being brought up in the bush. So having my ancestors, I'm following in their footprints and I kind of like to take myself back and into time and, really kind of sit there under a big iron bark tree or something and just replicate their works. So making a little bit of contemporary style with traditional styles. So I just love to create with anything and everything I can get my hands on.
Do you see something and think, oh, I've got to make that into something? Is that how it grabs you and you
all
feel I've got to create something with it?
All the time. Now, this is where this story, this pot that's, I'm a finalist in this year's awards. I was up I was doing a bit of photography and I saw two adult wedge-tailed eagles, the two juvenile wedge-tailed eagles, and there was a massive big nest and I looked up and I went, wow. And as I went under and I did some photography, the feathers actually fell and landed in the ground near the stringy bark tree. And as I picked it up, the feather, I looked and underneath it was really rich mud, and that's when it inspired me to go, okay, I've got to do my ancestors' creation story because this is a sign. Bunjil's giving me a sign to actually replicate out of a pot, made out of mud and all the elements of country, and something to keep it really raw and natural, but also telling that really important story of how my ancestors were created and how I'm still traditionally, telling their story through my journey every day.
And with the Natsia Telstra Awards, the 67 finalists this year, of which you're one, and good luck, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
do you get to, this year's a pretty weird, horrible year with the coronavirus, but normally would you all get together somewhere and at the exhibition for the finalists, or what? How does it happen?
Yeah.
Because you're from all over, aren't you?
Yeah, so yeah, we are all over Australia, and I congratulate all the other finalists as well. Last year I was a finalist in 2019, and we actually got, the mob down here decided to fly us up and celebrate. So we went to the Darwin Art Fair, we had a stall there, and then we went to the exhibition. I met the beautiful curators there, Luke and Claire, that done an amazing job, and I met, the art gallery, CEO, and it was just an amazing, and other artists. So we had a VIP event, so we could all gather and have a yarn and meet each other. I met the beautiful Crystal Hurst as well. She's from, Canberra. So, we just had this beautiful celebration, but this year, obviously, this pandemic has really thrown everything, out of whack. So I think it's going to be a live virtual tour.
Right.
So they are actually going to, continue with exhibiting the beautiful works, and then the judges will go through. And then I think it's all going to be a live virtual tour and award ceremony on the 7th of August, I think it is. So, I'm really looking forward to being a part of that. But
it's
difficult.
Yeah.
Difficult and different.
Yeah.
Because I was just so looking forward to flying up to Darwin again and celebrating with the fellow artists. And I'm just so happy that, the judges obviously have seen, the importance of the story in my work. It's not just a clay pot, with a couple of feathers sticking out. It's my creation story, and it belongs to my mob, and to share that story with others is so important, and to have, the works and encourage the young mob too around here, which I love to mentor, and encouraging their arts and bush foods and traditional ways, as well as, contemporary and modern ways as well, but to actually take them back in time and give them a little bit of story behind what I do and how our ancestors work. So, for me especially, to be on this journey that I am, I have the privilege of doing this every day, and so it's never ending for me, and I just love it.
Cassie Latham there, semi-finalists in the Telstra National Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Art Awards. I'm Roderick Chambers, and you're listening to The Wire around Australia on the Community Radio Network.